On this Tuesday in Holy Week, our reading from St. John's Gospel tells about Jesus and his small argument with the traders in the temple. This is a slightly different look at that story. To be honest, it was a very strange day. We'd been quietly doing our normal trade in the temple yard, and all of a sudden all of our customers disappeared. There was talk of a teacher and healer coming here into Jerusalem, but they're all around. Then we heard a great noise from outside the city walls, cries of Hosanna, and someone told us that a great prophet was indeed riding into Jerusalem, a man called Jesus of Nazareth. I mean, we know our scriptures, the Messiah is of David's line, so he must be from Bethlehem. We know that the Messiah will arrive in triumph to overthrow the powers of evil. So, just maybe this was it. Most of us tidied the place up. We reckoned that if the Messiah was coming, he would come to the temple. Then the word came through that this guy was riding on a donkey. So that settled it. He can't be real. No great king or even a prophet rides on a donkey. So we returned to our stalls and waited for the punters to return. We didn't have to wait long, because in he came, robes and hair flowing, in a real strop. Before we knew it, he was chucking stuff around everywhere, knocking stalls over, letting doves free and untying animals. It was total chaos. It really was quite a shock and surprising. He caught the temple authorities totally off guard. No one was there to stop him. But to make it worse, this madman was calling us all robbers and thieves. Now, I don't mind telling you, but we all had proper licenses from the temple authorities. We'd paid them their fair share. They set our rates and knew what we did. So it was all above board. How dare he call us, honest traders, robbers? This is how the temple works nowadays. This guy's out of date. Whilst we were trying to tidy up and collect everything that belonged to us from where he'd scattered it, this Jesus kept on talking and involving the rabble who'd followed him on his donkey. And he was doing strange things. Suddenly, the blind could see and the lame walk. There's going to be real trouble over this, mark my words. Even the scribes, who were not that pleased, got very short shrift. He quoted scripture right back at them, and he must have been right because they didn't challenge him. The mood in the place was starting to change. Then, all of a sudden, he up sticks and wanders back out into the country, having totally destroyed our day and made a complete mess of the temple yard. If this guy is so special, he doesn't seem to understand how it all works.